Hey everyone, right, so I haven't done a podcast in about a week, and where I left you last time was, after my date with that guy. Well, everything's cool, we had a chat, decided to be friends, don't know if we will stay in contact or not, I guess we'll see on that one. I went to the psychiatrist appointment yesterday, as I said, I mentioned before, and she introduced a 12.5 mg dose of quetiapine into my medication bundle, which I've only taken for 2 nights, and I'll admit, after taking it, I've been really quite paranoid and feeling really weird and that kind of stuff. Ooh, excuse me. But I actually woke up. I had trouble waking up yesterday. But I woke up today at 10:30. Because I didn't go to bed till 4. But I set my alarm for 10:30. So that I will hopefully go to bed earlier tonight. And I woke up ready to take on the world. Well, as much of the world that I can manage travelling to on my own. Which isn't much, to be honest. yeah, so I've got an appointment with her in, I think it's either 4 or 6 weeks. I'm going to see how that dose is going. I'm hoping to stay. I said to her, I want to be on the lowest dose possible. And it turns out there's only 25 mg tablets. So I am splitting them. So hopefully this will be the one that will help me with my sleep and my mood. I had a really, really quite a good week this week, especially compared to the previous week. Wow. I saw a lot of my family, well, a lot of the family that I'm in contact with. I spent some time with my mum, which was nice. What else did I do? I met up with a friend for coffee, and although I didn't go to art group, I was out 6 days, no, 5 days out of six, which is pretty huge. Physically, I feel quite tired, but that's to be expected after 6 hours, 6.5 hours sleep. The point is, the alarm went off and I woke up, and you know, it takes me between like 5 hours over 1 hour, 5 alarms over 1 hour, 5 alarms over 2 hours. So this could be the key to me just pulling my routine into what I want it to be, which is really ideally in bed by 11, 11:30, and up by 9, which would be brilliant because it would give me the morning to do my various courses and custom design, etc., and I could actually be out and about in the afternoon. There is a possibility of me taking on a responsibility, rather large responsibility, but more to come on that later. I have a meeting with a man on Tuesday to discuss it. It would be a voluntary position, but again, I don't know, we'll see how things go. I'm going to explain to him my current mental health situation briefly, and the medication, etc., and I might need time to just adjust to it. But there will be training involved. So, really, potentially this could be another contribution to my future, which I'm all about at the moment, is appreciating the present and just building my future. Now, I don't know if you'll see that I deleted all my previous episodes. That's because I had a bit of paranoia last night and about who was listening to them. And I deleted them and I was going to discontinue the podcast. However, I didn't realise you could see what countries the people were listening from. And none of them are in the country that I thought people were listening to this from. So yeah, a perfect example. Now, isn't it really not much to update other than I've got a relatively busy week ahead. I need to seriously catch up on my Future Learn courses because you only have a set limit, like a limited number of days to do them, and I want to be able to complete them. Although this other course doesn't have deadlines, I need to get myself used to working with deadlines because, you know, it's going to be necessary for future endeavours. I went out to the garden centre yesterday and I bought myself two carnivorous plants. One is a Venus flytrap, one of the types of Venus flytrap. I don't actually know the non-Latin name for it, and I'm not going to try and pronounce the Latin name because I'll probably get it wrong. I will do some research though and see what it's called. I usually come up with names for my plants, so I'm going to have to come up with names for them. I said to my psychiatrist that the carnivorous plants are the plant version of snakes. They don't need a lot of maintenance. So just need to make sure that they're healthy and that they're looking healthy and happy. And yeah, that I'm catering for their needs, and so far so good. Now, this coming week is obviously Easter. I've got my meeting on Tuesday. I've got therapy tomorrow. Over video on the internet. Wonderful. I can't express to you how great it is having therapy in my own bedroom. I'm very lucky. It turns out that she's a published author, and she's a therapist that is sought after worldwide. And she gives me a discount because of my financial situation. And she's great. We have a great connection. We're into the same kind of things like energy work and such, which I'm pretty sure I said on previous podcasts. Now, this podcast is taking a change of direction. And I am going to include updates on me and my mental health and things that are happening in general. However, I want to address more particular terms relating, not terms, issues relating to all four of my diagnoses, so I can maybe provide some information or some insight or anything similar to someone out there that could possibly use it, which was really the idea of this podcast, you know. So I do have an email set up. It's thatbirdwithabipolar@gmail.com. So if anyone has any requests into topics, like I'll cover medication, symptoms, things related to impulsive behaviours, consequences, and my own personal experiences relating to these. And I will do as much research as possible, and if I am wrong on anything, then please let me know, or incorrect on particular things. I am only one person. It was only one person's point of view. So please indulge in critical thinking and take on board what is right for you, if anything. Right, well, so I also intend to keep the podcasts at 30-40 minutes, absolute maximum, because on one of the other ones I was wittering on for an hour, and I don't know about you guys, but I just wouldn't want to listen to myself for an hour. I don't know, I think half an hour is enough time to get things in, unless, again, that I'm addressing a particular subject that requires a little bit more time. Yeah, I feel kind of silly saying you guys. I do have a few regular listeners, so I'm speaking to them, really. And yeah, to anyone new Right, well, have a great Sunday.